Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, he tells
That's AccuWeather.
Me we're good.
That's not me.
Go to Dark Sky. What's Dark Sky?
I don't have set. Dark Sky.
You have no idea.
I use AccuWeather.
Well, the problem is that there's so much rain coming down right now that the golf courses may not be available to be
Or you have to walk them, right?
And you and I both know that there's a million golf tournaments going on right now.
Yeah, of course.
Every Monday, there's charity tournaments all over the tri-state area. And the question is whether or not the golf courses want to allow those charity tournaments to go out there and play with all
and
the cards and all that
other stuff.
And you
gotta make those decisions like soon.
I have no rain after 10.
No. See that, Al? So you've been lying to me.
No.
All I know is that at some point
Matter
today,
of fact, intermittent clouds from 1 to 5.
I'm going to move my ball back 100 yards because it seems to be the thing to do these days to win golf tournaments.
Jordan Spieth was well within the rules.
Nah, it's bogus.
They had a rules
bogus.
Guy there. You know, I don't know if I would depict the rules guy with a red band around his sleeve.
He's like the captain
That's
of the rules
That's usually
rule
not
committee.
A good look. That's usually a Gestapo look.
You don't want that.
No, you don't
Especially
want that.
Especially in Europe. In any event, Jerry is here, despite the rain, that he was able to make it in today.
I was. Yes, I was able to make it in. Thank you. We're brought to you by Movon's MVP Collections, bringing fashionable American-made clothing to big and tall men. Visit MVPCollections.com. And we start with your Yankees and your new rookie star, and that, of course, one Clint Frazier.
And the pitch is line, base hit, over third, down the left field line. One run scores Todd Frazier. Here's the second run, Torres. Clint Frazier goes to second. Gardner stops at third. It is a two-run double for Clint Frazier, and the Yankees take a 6-4 lead.
And that, of course, John Sterling on the fan. 6-4 would be the final score as they get out of Seattle, winning 3 out of 4. By the way, I'm sure you mentioned it in the open. Sorry if you did you see the home run Judge hit Friday night?
Yeah, we talked about it.
I just said I wasn't sure. I said, I apologize if you did.
Who didn't see it?
I have not heard the call of it, though, from Sterling. Do you have that?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, if you give me 1 second, I can absolutely pull that up for you.
The fact that it took place in a game with a guy trying to get him out, it was just stupid.
You see the pitch, you can see it was a hanging curveball. Yeah. It was right around chest high, and he just...
Boom!
And that was the 21st, correct? That would be the date on that, Friday?
Yes, that's correct. Man. Friday was the 21st. That is correct. You have the date correct.
Swung on, there it goes, deep left. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Upper deck, a tremendous home run for Aaron Judge. It is a Judgian blast. All rise, here comes the Judge. It's a 3-run home run to left, and the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
Nice.
God, did he bang that one?
No. He did bang that one.
Broke the game open. Yeah, with the Yankee bullpen, you need to break as many games open as you can. Even yesterday, Chapman, right, gives up, that's a guy on first, you know, picks him off, then gives up a double.
Yeah.
Winds up striking, what's his name, Gelman, whatever his name is.
Gamel. Ben Gamel.
Gelman. Gamel was a stud on Saturday. Gamel. Yes. Whatever his name is. I don't like that guy.
But you know what? I mean, you can say what you want about him. I mean, you see Robertson, and you got this kid Canley now.
Canley throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That guy may be the key to the whole trade.
That's what I said last week.
Oh, you did say that?
I did say that. Thank you.
Maybe I wasn't here when you said that.
See how that works?
But I'm good. If you said it, then I'm
yeah, no,
go,
I brought that up to Craig, I think, last week when Chris was here.
You want a star?
And that was just, that would be great.
Employee of the day.
Thank you. Okay, and you guys, good. Too, that, right. For mentioning the Judge thing. It was great.
Yeah.
Way to start the show. It was awesome.
I don't remember you mentioning
it. I agree. Yes. I did, because you mocked me for saying it.
All right. Well, I mean, I can.
But all I said was I had read that. Not that I would know, but I did say that. Here was Joe Girardi, first series win since the second week in June.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. I think, especially going into an off day, we can build on this.
Yeah, they
get
today
off. So here's
the
interesting part for them. So now they're 500, and amazingly, the Red Sox did not run away with the division while the Yankees were imploding. They're 2.5 games out.
Yeah.
So they've played terrible baseball, considering that they're 10 games under 500 over the last, 30, 40 games. And they're still right there. They're only a game out in the loss column.
Yep.
So for all the doom and gloom that you and naysayers have had, and your attacks on the
Yankees.
I don't
know there was doom and gloom.
No, I'm saying in general. I didn't say you guys.
Well, time out.
The New York Yankees are a game down the wall.
Sounds to me like you're Mr. Doom and Gloom talking about their, you know, their leaky bullpen. The fact that
bullpen's,
you know,
been terrible.
Ellsbury, Tanaka,
Headley, blown 18
and
saves.
What?
The bullpen's blown 18 save opportunities. That's
what I'm saying. So that's
worse than the majors.
That's you.
It's not doom and gloom. That's facts. You guys sometimes out there,
it's factual doom
like
and gloom.
To, you bring the doom and the gloom.
I don't think Boomer giving you their record over the last 45 days is doom and gloom.
That's
those
facts.
Are, as you just called it, facts.
Facts.
No, there's always facts. An added little
how
wrinkle.
Come it's facts no. When you say it, but when Boomer says it, it's not facts?
Because right. I take all emotion out of it.
He
and
gave you a, but he gave
it.
You a record. If I say right now that Boomer thing right there, that cutout says number 7, is that not a fact?
That does. That's a fact.
If I tell you that the Yankees are 10 games under 500 in the last 45 days, is that not a fact?
That's
I'm not
a
sure
fact.
If that's a fact. Or not.
That's a fact.
Have
when
you
he
done
read
math
you the record.
I read you the record. It was a fact. I'm just
that
trying to give
facts.
Just
and
facts,
you
man.
Just reiterated that
yes.
fact.
All I'm saying is that the Yankees
that fact,
are a game on the loss column.
And then on top of that fact, you talk about the leaky bullpen of the Yankees. That's fact. That's a fact.
Fact.
And then when you throw in the money that's being spent
right,
on Tanaka and Ellsbury and Headley.
That would be a fact.
Right. Fact.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah, fact. It's all facts.
All facts.
Just facts.
Real news.
Do you think Ellsbury's the most expensive pinch runner in the history of baseball?
Might be.
He could be. So you got the Angels beat the Red Sox 3-2. That's where they pick up another game. Yankees-Reds tomorrow. As for the Mets, they had a chance to sweep the A's, but could not.
2-0 hit high in the air, left field. Conforto started in with a jab step. Going back now to the track. It carries. It's gone! Matt Chapman got it up in the air. It's another solo home run for Oakland, and the A's are in front 3-2.
Josh Lewin, WOR, Marcus Semien, and Chris Davis also homered, and 3-2 would be the final score.
Is it possible that
there.
The New York Mets have the worst record in series ending games this year?
I agree. They've had many opportunities
right?
on. Yes, I don't know if you are correct with that, but it does feel like that.
And how about the Flores home run this weekend, and everyone going all crazy
yeah,
about it?
Good for him.
On the anniversary of him crying and
good.
All.
Good for him. That's fine.
Had a chance to do it again yesterday. Couldn't get it done.
Here was Terry Collins at a 6-4 homestand. Change anything about this team?
Ken, I can't answer that. I think it is a change in the clubhouse for sure.
So they feel a little bit better about themselves. Rafael Montero, the loss, didn't pitch badly. 7 innings, gave up the 3 solo homers. Mets in San Diego late tonight. Jacob DeGrom, Clayton Richard, the starters there. And then you also have this highly touted Met prospect that we've talked about all year, Ahmed Rosario, reportedly hospitalized in Memphis for food poisoning type symptoms.
Yeah, how about him,
and
though?
It's been
how
like
about,
days.
I want to come up and play. I wanna, hey, how about just shut up and just wait your turn?
I agree.
Like everybody else.
Agreed.
Wouldn't you want a guy to want to play?
You do want a guy to play, of course.
Right? And yes. All he did was he took a shot of him on bended knee proposing to the Mets saying, I want to play.
No.
I'll give you this, though. Crowds,
yeah, do crowds, seem, soon.
Crowds seem nice at Citi Field this weekend.
Crowds are great this
I'll
weekend.
Give you that. I mean,
yeah.
I know they had the bobblehead fiasco, which
sure,
most people
but yesterday
came for.
Was great. And but Friday
crowds,
night was good.
They could,
the
ended,
good.
They could have ended that homestand 7-3 instead at 6-4.
Yeah.
And now they go play the Padres. I mean, look, they could beat all the bad teams. We know that. And you know, they're the best of the worst teams in the league.
Yep.
Like, so when you get to like team 17, that's where the Mets are, and then everybody's behind them at that point.
I would agree with you on that.
Do you want to hear Ice Cube do Take Me Out to the Ball Game at
you
Wrigley?
You know that I do.
Oh yeah.
All right, here you go. This is
you better rap it.
Better what?
Rap it.
You want him to rap it.
He's Ice Cube.
I don't think he rapped it.
No.
He didn't rap it at all.
All right, Chicago.
Be much better than that, I think.
We have no connection to
that's
Chicago,
nice
though.
No, but I mean, I would have thought you meant, yeah, well, I guess they don't really. They don't
I mean,
do
like
that
if the Mets
the
were out there visiting Chicago, we should go out there and do it as like visiting Met fans.
No, they don't do
I
that.
I don't think they
it's
would want you there.
It's a pro-Chicago thing.
Are you going to do root for the Cubbies or for the Mets?
I don't let them do whatever they want. I don't care. It's their hometown.
Why don't we go to Yankee Stadium and just do it there one game? You know.
I'm not a Yankee fan.
do it for a team that we like and respect and
that you
has
like
a chance
and
to
you
win.
Respect.
You like and you and put you in the judges' chambers and gives you money for TikTok stopping.
They're good people.
Yes, they are. No one is arguing that. Clayton Kershaw leaves with tightness in his back. Dodgers beat the Braves yesterday. Steven Strasburg, stiffness in his forearm.
Wow,
Nationals beat the Diamondbacks 6-2. Yes, tightness and stiffness. And Zach Britton is 55th consecutive save. Orioles beat the Astros yesterday 9-7. Football is right around the corner.
Yes.
Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, and Jason Garrett met the media Sunday as the Cowboys are beating training camp. Jerry, I'm letting
us... Darren McFadden missed the flight to Oxnard.
That sucks.
How about that? Getting off the right foot down there in Dallas.
They've had a tough offseason.
Oh, my God.
Tough offseason. Yeah. Nothing good. Jerry making it clear that people really get out of the way for his presence.
I went in a place the other day, and literally the guy came over, public place, and got on his butt.
And just as he walked in, now Tom Coughlin may burn the boats. Here is what Jerry believes.
Burn some wagons and float to Mississippi.
What does that mean?
Burn some wagons and float in the Mississippi?
Burn some wagons and float to Mississippi.
I think it's a Tom Sawyer reference.
Burn some wagons and float to Mississippi.
But I'm not really quite sure.
No ship has
sailed. Daniel Boone was a man.
No ship has sailed. No,
no ship
sir.
Has sailed. Oh, this is going to be a wild year for him.
There's no ship.
It's going to be great for the NFL because they're going to be like the number one story.
Good morning.
Burn some wagons and float to Mississippi.
Did you see the mock press conference that was out there over the weekend in which they signed OJ?
I saw that, yes. That was funny.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Cowboys are such a mess. They're a hot mess. Tony Romo did the smartest thing anyone could ever do.
Get out of Dodge. I was telling Al, I watched, it's a 48-minute press conference between the three of them yesterday, and I've gotten through about 35 minutes now. There are so few football questions, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's all about the field crap, right?
It's all about everything else.
What did he say about Ezekiel Elliott?
I have reviewed everything. As you know, he's had his complete presentation. There is absolutely nothing, not one thing that I've seen that has anything to do with domestic violence.
Now did the woman come out and say that their relationship has long been weird? Toxic, I think, was the word she used.
Toxic was the word, yes.
Right. So I think she admitted that. So the whole thing's just, you know, fugazi. Well,
what about this latest thing with him in the bar?
That he would not address. He didn't have details on that.
Or something like that.
He was only talking about what has been an ongoing investigation that we've been waiting for the NFL
really
to rule on.
A special team. I mean, most teams in sports now, you could attest this more than me, Boom. They do. I mean, they spend millions of dollars a year on background checks, trying to figure out as the kids come out of college or whatever sport you're talking about. So they think they know, and they make a decision, which is a multi-million-dollar decision, that they anything that's ever been said or written about this kid or anything in the alleyways or the whispers about a kid, that they're privy to it, right? That's what they spend the money on. And listen, every kid still may have his skeletons. Kids are kids. Sometimes they do stupid things. Not excusing it, but we're not going to be hypocritical about it either. And when you look at it, it seems like... Everyone makes fun of the Raiders. Yeah, the Raiders' image has always been they get the bad guys, wrong side of the track type guys.
I thought it was the Bengals.
For the long time, it was the Bengals. Yeah. It really is the Cowboys. If you think about it, they go out of their way to bring in lunatics.
Remember that guy Randy Gregory they drafted? Remember him?
Yeah, he was a high risk.
He was a high risk
high
guy.
Reward
now,
guy.
He was supposed to be like a top 10 guy that fell to the second round, I believe. Yeah. And they took him out of Nebraska.
Yep.
Now, and he had all sorts of, when they go through all of this stuff, they look at everything. They look
it was drugs with him, was it not?
It was drugs. It was, whether or not, I don't want to give him some sort of psychiatric diagnosis, but, whether a guy is.
Well, he failed seven drug tests.
Right.
Whether a guy's bipolar, whether a guy's depressed, whether a guy's got, some other issues in his life. And, Ezekiel Elliott was on that. It's kind of like on that. When he came out of Ohio State, there was a lot of this guy's not the greatest guy in the world. There's a little shadiness to him and all this other stuff. And he hasn't disappointed in that regard.
Well, I'll give you the clip next hour because I just heard it before I came in. So I'll rack it for next hour. But, Jason Garrett says, we know about Ezekiel Elliott all the way back to Pop Warner. And we feel fine about his character.
Yep.
I'll get it for you later. It's fine. Hard to believe with everything that's happened.
And if Jason Garrett is saying that, I have no reason not to believe Jason Garrett saying that they've done their homework on him. When he came out, you go back and you look at the draft stories as to where he was going to be drafted. And you hear, first round talent, but third round draft because of the issues that supposedly he had.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.